Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, not too long ago, we had the classroom musical contest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Carmen performed for one of the winning schools. We had three age divisions, right? Because right? It's not fair to have first graders competing against seniors.
Sure, right.
So anyway, we actually heard back from the winner of the elementary division. Mm-hmm. And this is from Yolanda Van Ness, the second grade teacher at Harmony Hills. And she said, "We are Harmony Hills, your elementary winners in the 2014 Kid Craddock Classroom Musical Video Contest. Thanks to you all, our win brought us more than you can ever imagine.
Aww.
We became rock stars at our school, had news coverage from three news stations, and we had articles and photos in local print and web media. A couple of our parents were awarded the Superintendent's Award for their involvement in the video.
Oh, cool.
We received an impressive citation from the mayor. We even turned the YouTube views into a learning event, mapping out where the views were coming from. We got family and friends involved to help get views from all over the world, views from 45 states and 12 countries from Macedonia, Croatia, Japan, and others. Some of our kids had a change in their attitude for the better. One particular student had a profound improvement in attitude and behavior. When asked what caused the turnaround, the student commented that being in the video had made a big difference, and it just made the student happy to see it.
Hmm.
We can't thank you enough for all your contest has done for us. We plan to buy school supplies and sturdy backpacks for each student in our class next year with the $1,500 prize from Pilot Pens. This opportunity certainly made a huge difference in our students and school learning and having fun at the same time. Kid would certainly be proud." And that's Yolanda Van Ness. And that's what I said. You know, it's not, it gets tears in my eyes when I watch these kids do their videos. Some of them are poorly done, but they're so excited to do it. And some of them are really top notch. But it's about the bonding and the
just
learning.
Just them getting together.
And seeing kids do something together. I love it.
And my advice with these videos for the kids, make sure you keep track of them. Because you're going to get to a point where you're going to be in your 20s and you're going to remember this and you're going to say, "I want to watch it again."
Yeah.
So just keep track of this video. Make sure you can watch it when you're
Hopefully
older.
Hopefully it'll always stay on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube will never die.
Never
so
ever.
So said MySpace.
That's cool. That's
These
good
are the hear. Harmony Hills Elementary kids right here.
Hey, thank y'all for sending that. That's great.
So cute. That's right. Now you said they got news coverage, right, Kelly?
Yep.
Another way to get news coverage when you're in school, usually the seniors do this, senior pranks.
Oh.
Yeah, the really big, bad ones get news coverage.
That's how you know you made it.
Oh, boy. But you got it's real dicey, though, because you're always pulling your senior prank off a few weeks before it's time to graduate and walk across the stage.
Yeah, right? See, that's a bad move. You need to do it day of.
Day of, that way you can
maybe
walk.
Day after.
Yeah, right.
No,
exactly.
You have to do it before you graduate. That's what makes it a senior prank. That's, you know, you have a time, a time limit. But sometimes you get news coverage, and it's for a good cause. It's still it's cool just because it was a cool prank. Like Santa Barbara High School, they decided to prank their principal. They hired a mariachi band to follow the principal around all day long playing.
That's awesome.
Cool is that?
Annoying after about 3 hours, but still.
I'm sure you got to cancel all your meetings that day.
That's hilarious.
We have the video of Kid TV. Sure, we'll have it up at kidnation.com.
Oh, that is hilarious.
See, now that's a prank.
Yeah, the principal seems to have a good spirit. There's nobody's hurt.
Nobody
property
hurt.
Is damaged.
Big
yeah.
ups for that one.
When you damage property,
that's when it gets a little.
You're probably not going to get to walk at graduation.
Yeah, the principal was hot.
He was cute, wasn't he? We heard some on our Facebook. We asked yesterday about senior pranks. Luke Vanderkolf said, "Our class sealed the doors shut with grout sealer." Oh. See now,
no, wait a minute.
There's a fine line between like.
So you couldn't go to school the next day? We have one here from Katrina Baynard. "We cover the toilet seats throughout the school with clear plastic wrap. So when you ladies or gentlemen, if you sit down and you don't notice there's plastic wrap, that tends to get messy."
I've never fallen victim to that prank. How bad do you have to pee that you don't notice there's plastic wrap? And there's like light glare and
a little
stuff?
Bit, but if you're just going real
if
quick.
Yeah, if you're not hurry, I guess.
You do it right and you do it tight, you can't see it.
Do it right, do it tight.
Yeah. The Ying Yang Twins said that, I believe.
I don't like that this prank one, either.
This one's great. It's hardcore, though. Jamie Elizabeth Duncan says for their senior prank, they hid hundreds of alarm clocks across the school in the ceiling tiles, taped them under desks. We set all the alarm clocks to go off at 9 a.m. We were the class of 09, but hot glued the snooze buttons down and hot glued the batteries in so no one could turn them off.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Annoying, but not harmful.
Right.
This one comes from Lacey Longmiller. She says, we took the superintendent's car, put it on blocks at half court in our school's gymnasium. The superintendent, not the principal.
Don't
mess.
Don't touch the superintendent, people.
Superintendent's car.
That's risky business.
You get your letter of acceptance.
Yeah. Make sure you're in college by the time you do that.
Then you start planning this, yeah.
Now, we have Greggles in the production room. Get in here, Greggles.
Oh, did he do something bad? You know he did.
He claims to have gone to the high school with the best pranks ever. He says his school is well known for the senior pranks. And he says he has a couple that were epic. Now, we'll be the judge of that.
First of all, we need to know which high school.
Yeah, what's his epic high school?
You go to school, Greggles.
I went to high school at Countryside High School in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa. What was your mascot?
Our mascot was the Cougar.
Oh, Kelly. Hello. Shout out, Kelly. Be the mascot.
Yeah. I'll be on the field at halftime.
Yeah. Kelly Raspberry comes out in costume.
Get it.
So we had a bunch of pranks. It all started one year when all the seniors decided to clear out every sheet of paper that they had in the middle hallway, which is like the big hallway. And that's just how it started. It escalated. It was like paper like up to your knee, though. Like there was so much paper and it was all crumpled up. So you were kind of like trying
like
to wade
studio.
Through that. Exactly. So the next year, they bought like 5,000 crickets. And released it in the same hallway.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
There's always one that... You just have to fumigate to get rid of them all.
Oh, yeah. It was disgusting.
That's terrible.
There's nothing worse than that cricket you can't find.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Then the next year, somebody bought like 3 or 4 gallons of milk at the first day of the year.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they started the first day?
Left it in their locker for the entire school year. On the last day of school... They opened all the milk and kind of poured it all out, but it stank bad.
That's a good one.
It's not a good one.
That's a good one.
I would throw up. How many years were you involved in this?
I tried to not be part of this.
I found that hard to believe.
Anytime you set up a prank the first day of school and you finish it the last day of school.
That's a guy that was thinking
That's thinking.
He was thinking ahead.
I bet you that guy's a CEO of a company right now.
Now, I was not thinking. Oh, you go ahead.
Oh, there's one more. This is the best one. We did the pig prank.
Uh-huh.
So the pig prank involves 3 pigs labeled 1, 2, and 4. They grease up the pigs and let the pigs go.
1, 2, and 4.
So they catch 1, 2, and 4.
And they're looking
and there's never a 3.
That's smart. Jeez, that's pretty smart, man.
By the time my senior year went around, we weren't allowed to do anything because we had ruined it for every class. They were you guys can graduate and that's it.
Yeah.
So if you did a prank, you would not graduate.
Well, I mean,
because you're never granted permission to do.
No, but what happens is sometimes the classes before you ruin it.
Yeah,
that's what happened to me because there were so many bad pranks and people got so drunk at prom and stuff that it was like breathalyzers for it was so strict.
They start punishing the other classes so that they don't do pranks. But I heard that they stole baseball equipment one year and wrote their name on the baseball diamond, like the name and the class name. And then it rained that night and, quote, destroyed all of the baseball equipment. We were bad.
You know what you do when you get banned from doing it at your own school?
What?
You go to the rival high school.
Yeah, and do it to them.
And then they do one back to you.
Yeah.
No, and then they get in trouble.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Now, Kelly, contrary to what you just said.
I like the stories, Greggles.
Thanks,
Greggles.
Thank you, Greggles.
Out.
Up in Wisconsin, the seniors did ask permission to pull their senior prank. All right. They asked for permission. They had 8 students that were going to go in and rearrange some furniture in the classroom. Just maybe, you know, just turn it all around. The principal said, cool, no problem. Well, not only did the 8 students show up, 60 more students showed up. And then it got ugly. They started peeing in the soap dispensers and putting glitter all over. It was vandalism. The principal ended up getting suspended along with the students. along with some of the students. That was up in Wisconsin this past week. And my senior prank, I think some of you might have heard this story, but
some of you.
My idea, because I was chairman of the planning committee.
Yeah.
My idea was to turn off all of the electricity, go to the breaker room, the electrical closet, and turn off all of the breakers in all of the classrooms during a school day, right?
Uh-huh.
So we had seniors like strategically planted in the hallways to make sure we had walkie-talkies. We had this thing. It was planned out. And I was the guy, and since it was my idea, I was the guy in the electrical closet, right? Mm-hmm. In one of the buildings. We had an A building and a B building. So at a certain time, say at 12:22 or whatever, we're going to
shut off
all
the
breakers. Well, the first breaker that I hit was actually the power in the room that I was in. So I couldn't shut off any more power because I had shut off the power in that room and I couldn't see. It was like jet black and I was like, oh.
That was great.
Of course you did that. Of course you did that.
I was hanging on pins. I was just waiting to see what
prank.
The outcome was going to be.
It's like one little switch.
Jesse, can you save Al's story? What did your school do?
Well, my friend, who's like my sister and I, her stepfather worked at the school, and we took his keys and went in the night before with a whole bunch of free things that people use for protection and blew them up with helium. So they would go up into our skylight and be colorful skylight, and they would fall down slowly throughout the entire day.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
That's wow.
Al, you could have used those back in high school.
Back in high school, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Don't waste them on high school pranks.
Yeah. Brother, need that.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Back to winning some money.
Yep. It is time to play High Low. Your chance at your share at $40,000 that we're giving away. And we've given away, where's my sheet? We've given away over $25,000.
We've given away a lot.
This is serious stuff. All you have to do is be on the phone on hold with us right now. You get a shot at from $1,000 to $2,500 in cash.
Kelly has been handed an envelope with today's amount in it. So we need you to guess that amount, and you win that amount. You just have to guess in increments of 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that number right, you get that amount of money.
So it ends in a zero.
Yeah. Yes.
What you're telling me, Jenna.
Yes.
Kelly's going to say higher or lower to whoever's on the line. You need to be listening, man. You need to be listening. Yesterday, somebody
paying attention.
Right. Somebody was not listening yesterday. Kelly said lower, and their guess was higher.
We had a repeat offender yesterday.
No, I think it was just nerves.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
I think as soon as she said it, she realized, oh, what have I done?
Yep.
You know?
Tear that envelope open
for
us.
I was just waiting for you to say it was okay, yeah, JC.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay to open. It's okay.
Yeah, I see. Is this the last day we're doing this?
No.
No, okay. We still got monies.
All right, got it.
You got the number.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unless we're giving away the rest of the $40,000.
We're not.
You know what? We could give it all away.
That's too much.
Could be crazy pants.
We want to share the wealth with people. Let's play high low.
All right.
We'll kick it off with Laura. What is your guess?
2130.
It's lower than 2130.
I like that guess, though. Charlotte, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 1970.
It's lower than 1970.
Okay. Lori, what is your guess?
1850.
It's lower than 1850.
Okay.
She's methodical with her thoughts. I like that. Rhonda, what is your guess?
1830.
It's lower than 1830.
Okay, lower.
I need some money over the weekend.
Nicole, what is your guess?
Is it 1450?
It's higher than 1450.
All right.
Okay, now we got bookends. Renee, what is your guess?
That's become his crutch.
1770.
It's lower than 1770. Got another bookend there.
Well, that's what you want to get once you get the bookends.
You
get
say that every time.
I know, because I want to inform people we got the bookend. Tell me how to bookend things.
I'm going to buy you bookends for Christmas.
No, Jenna already bought me some. Kelly, what is your guess, Kelly?
1740.
It's lower than 1740.
It's another bookend. Trish, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 1500.
It's higher than 1500.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little glimmer
right there in Kelly's face. Teresa, what is your guess?
1720.
Lower than 1720.
Bookends.
Jennifer, what is your guess?
$1,550.
It's lower than $1,550.
Oh, and that completes our 10 contestants for this break.
But that's all right. We will play again. And you know what?
Well,
hey, at least we got the bookends.
Thank God.
Hopefully everyone was listening to JC announce the bookend.
How y'all going to make fun of me on Friday? Make fun of me on Friday. Monday
actually,
or Tuesday?
No, because it would ruin
like
you for the whole week.
Maybe make fun of me on Wednesday. That's
like
fine.
It.
Yeah, you got custom bookends, dude.
JC, if it wasn't for you, we'd never know. Where are the freaking bookends?
Hold on. I don't make fun of Al every time he repeats his thing.
What thing?
Gotta make sure you're listening. Make sure you're listening, man.
It's
sure
on this
listening.
Paper. I've been instructed on what to say. Before it doesn't say anywhere on this paper.
All that booking made them leave. Made some of our fans leave outside.
We'll take 10 more callers at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll find a winner next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's been a while since we've had to go to round two for Hilo.
It has. Mm-hmm.
We should get in the first one.
Are good at guessing.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got our bookends now, though. So I think
we should pay Hilo with our weight. That'd be kind of fun.
It would change all the time.
Higher.
And then just add a zero to the end, and that's the amount of money you win that day.
Higher.
All right. How's that?
You're first, Kelly.
That's all I would do. Okay. Higher.
Higher. All right, let's pick it up.
All right, hopefully you were listening before we went to break because we managed to narrow this down.
How so? With bookends?
Yes.
There's a small window in there. You know what? There would be no civilization without bookends.
Yeah,
think about
right.
it. Think about
books
the chaos.
Books would just be falling off the shelf.
How would your books stay upright?
No order in the society.
No, you're right.
You guys don't understand the importance of bookends. Hashtag.
I've never heard the word bookends used as much as I have during the course of this contest.
Hashtag essential bookends, please.
What?
Essential bookends.
Essential bookends.
Is there essential? All right, let's go. Let's play high low. Christy, what is your guess?
Hi, is it 1540?
It's lower than 1540.
Oh.
But you were so enthusiastic.
Yeah, you're so perky,
you
though.
Get it.
I like your perkiness. Crystal, what is your guess?
1510.
Oh, it's higher than 1510.
Not as perky.
Oh, got it.
Greg, what is your guess?
1530.
Greg.
Yes.
It's 1530.
Look
Whoa.
At you.
Greg!
What?
$1,530.
Look at you. You can
I
go buy some
I
brand.
I got through, much less I won.
You can go buy some brand new bookends.
Yeah.
You know what? I could use some new bookends.
Well, tell us about yourself, Greg. Tell us about you, family, and what you could use this money for.
Well, I'm 30 years old. I've been married for 7 years.
Oh.
Have 3 girls. And
Sorry,
we're expecting our fourth, a little boy.
Aw, finally got your boy.
Finally got your boy.
Yeah, I did. We're super excited. And here in about a month, we have a family reunion down in Florida. And I'm sure I can use some of that money for... You know, to go deep fishing.
And the rest can go towards your snip snip.
Hey, you getting the snip snip, Greg?
Am I what now?
I said the balance can go towards your snip snip.
Yes.
No, I don't think he wants
sure.
that.
Okay.
You got the boy now.
We'll let the wife handle that, maybe, is what he's saying.
No.
What?
That's a man's responsibility.
It's our job. All right, Greg. Well, good luck with that. What? I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Greg. We're going to have now. This is led to all sorts of discussions.
I don't know the rules.
Greg, congratulations. And for people that say men never win, look at Greg being a man and winning.
Yep. For his lady.
Just right.
Deep sea fishing. So, wait a minute.
You're telling me
that it's up to me. It's our job.
It's way less invasive it's more on the man than the woman. You just go home and take a nap and put a little ice pack on it. You're done.
That's all
it's
I heard.
It's major for a woman.
I heard it. It turns into
ice
bowling balls.
Please, no. It's nothing.
I just can't believe you'd have the gall to say that, considering the most of the women's life, it's our job to not get pregnant.
Yeah.
It's the least
and
you can
now,
do for
now, after
us.
We have your children, it's our job again.
Yeah.
To ruin our body.
Spit out 4 or 5 girls and finally gave you your son. The least you could do is snip, snip.
We'll throw Greg in there. I was just thinking, since you're already in there, you know, they can take care of business.
Right. You're already having a baby. The hood's already open.
It's just that simple, isn't
it?
Get some more work done.
It's just that simple.
Why are we putting two people on the disabled list when we could just have, you know, keep
going? You're not disabled.
You do something to me.
You have one nap and you're done.
I don't think it's that easy from my... studies on this.
Looked into it.
Well, I talked to a couple friends who had it done.
And?
They said it was...
Well, it's like every girl that gets a boob job. They tell you it's a horror story, but okay. When you actually do it, you're like, well, that wasn't anything.
Well, let's trade it out then. Mm-hmm. We'll do that if y'all get the boob job.
Well, I already had a boob job.
Well, I'm just saying, let's just make a general rule for the public. We'll do the snip snip. Y'all get a boob job.
I think women would go for that.
It could be couple surgery. The woman goes in for
who's going to take care of the kid?
Boob job and the
who's going to take care of the kid when both of you are laying there?
The woman will do it, JC. Yeah. She can do it.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
She'll figure it out.
I didn't say that.
Women always figure it out, dude.
Yeah, they do. We don't know.
They always got it figured out.
We're dumb as guys. we don't know what's happening. Especially, we're so dumb, we break off engagements from time to time.
Yeah.
Like it happened to my my sister-in-law recently.
Yeah.
We talked about it the other day. My sister-in-law
did. For letting you talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, you know what?
She had to have a couple weeks pass when the sting wore off. But that was nice of her.
I gave her a few weeks. I let her.
It's relatable. I'm shocked when I bring this topic up. And I've talked about it with so many girlfriends and guy friends since we brought it up. And almost gotten into good arguments, you know, about it. Like what should be done with the ring and why guys would even propose.
Yeah, we're not talking legally. That was the main thing. What should you do?
To recap this, my sister-in-law dated this guy, I don't hate him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But she dated him for about 5 years.
Long time.
He started, the question started popping up. When are you going to pop the question? When are you going to put the ring on there? And he eventually finally did it a couple months back. And one night he came home after going out with his buddies. And they started talking, and he basically said he didn't want to get married, didn't know if he ever wanted to get married, didn't know if he wanted children. And she wants to get married, and she wants to have children. So, obviously, if you're not seeing eye to eye on somebody,
you just realize you don't need to be getting married.
Yeah. I guess. So, he basically broke off the engagement.
What are you laughing at?
That tickled really out. Rude. It makes it sound like you're laughing at
her. It's not nice.
She's in pain right now.
Sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry. I mean, your sister-in-law.
Yeah,
Kelly.
I understand that things don't work out, but what was really shocking is that, what, a month goes by of them not talking?
They don't talk for about a month. She would go and pick stuff up because she lived with him, and they lived together. So she'd go over there to pick stuff up. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. How you holding up? That kind of business.
Yeah. But I'd be like, terrible.
Yeah. That's her answer.
How am I doing? Terrible.
That was her answer. She said, how am I doing? My fiance just broke off my engagement and embarrassed me. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, truly, when you boil it all down, it's the embarrassment.
It is.
You feel rejected.
Because your love has been so pronounced and publicized.
But it's not even about it's the embarrassment part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we were going to do this, and now we're not doing it.
You get so excited about the wedding. And, you know, I'll be honest, I had doubts and wanted to, but I was too embarrassed to call off the wedding at a certain point. It's embarrassing.
Because when you think about it, you have to send an email to your family. Who may have already started.
A lot of people go through with it because
friends.
Of the embarrassment.
Yeah,
everybody.
Sure.
It's better to be the victim, though.
And so eventually he hit her up and said, would you mind meeting up with me? This was, I believe, last Saturday. And
he regrets what he did.
So that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, this dude. He regrets letting that go because she's a good girl.
Realize what he's been missing.
So she's a catch, as they say.
So I'm doing the brother-in-law thing where I'm coaching her. I'm like, you're going to play hardball here. You know what I'm saying? You're not going back. It's just like that.
You need to deal with your own situation.
I know. So
he is the busiest body.
You're a girl.
You really are a busybody.
You're a girl.
I'm not a busybody.
You need to recognize that about yourself.
Yeah,
you really are.
She asked for advice. I gave her some.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's what we thought was happening.
You want some advice, Kelly? No. Okay, I'm going to give you some.
Yeah.
This is how you handle it.
I'll give it to you. You don't have to use it. She ended up going over there, and he basically did the roundabout asking for the ring back. He said, hey, you don't have to answer me today, but I want you to sit down, think about it, and let me know what you want to do with the ring. A.K.A., I would like the ring back because rings are expensive.
So that's how we got into the discussion.
We all
kind of came to our opinion, consensus was, yes, morally, the girl should give the ring back. But in this situation, the guy should not be asking for it back when he broke it off.
It should be her decision.
It's her decision.
Yeah.
In my opinion, why would you want that horrible reminder of heartbreak? Why would you want to look at
and
that?
And what I have told her to do is, if he breaks off the engagement, I think you should keep the ring. If you break off the engagement, you give the ring back. Mm-hmm. Now, like Kelly said, that would remind you of the heartbreak. What I told her to do is sell it, get the money, go on a trip, get a life experience, and make those memories replace the heartache that
I wouldn't even enjoy that because I knew where the money came from.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
I just, you know, I'm just a big believer in just let it go.
Yeah, but Kelly and I are too. I mean, I'm with
you. But I'm also older.
I like that idea, though. If I needed more money and I wanted to stick it to him and I was personally hurt like that, I could get over where it came from. Maybe.
Yeah. And it replaces.
But sticking it to somebody, doesn't that just, it eats you alive?
It's not sticking it to them.
When you're doing something out of revenge, it just eats, it makes your
gut. It's not starting a new chapter.
Yeah, going on a new trip is not revenge. It's going and getting your mind off of it.
Because you're sitting there every day drinking your little drink with umbrella in it.
This is
well,
on you.
My ex-fiance paid for this. I mean, I don't
you
see
might
joy.
Do that. You might do that.
No, I wouldn't because I wouldn't do it.
But.
Kelly's rich.
Yeah.
I can pay for my own damn trip. I don't need some blood money from a ring.
And on top of that, she spent money on down payments for venues. And
sure,
she spent,
sure.
He
sure.
should help.
He should help pay for that.
Or he should pay for that.
In fact,
or pay for it because it's his fault.
Right. And she took trips to go wedding dress
the ring
shopping.
Is a thing. I'm not into jewelry.
So
that's another thing about me.
This topic actually blew up on Facebook.
I traded it for a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jenna Wood traded it.
Yeah. We asked on Facebook, what would you do in this situation? Aaron Pollock agrees with you, JC. He gets the ring back as long as he pays half of any deposits, dress, and any other expenses that cannot be refunded. When everything is paid for, he can have his ring and good riddance.
Gabriel Guzman, a guy's perspective. People need to grow up and get over their grudges. It should be given back. It's a condition of marriage to give the engagement ring. If it's broken off, the ring should be given back to the giver. If you're not getting married, then what purpose does it serve to keep it?
Right.
Not to mention the cost associated with it. The right person would give it back and move on with their lives and get over it.
I don't know.
Gloria, this is an interesting turn of events. Gloria Saldana writes, I broke off an engagement, ended up giving the ring back. He traded it in for a bigger one for his new girlfriend.
There you go.
Yes.
That's sticking
to his parents spent tons of money on that huge wedding. And just a few months later, he walked in on his new wife in bed with another guy.
Oh,
karma is a wicked witch.
Yeah. Wow.
Jill Kangas wrote, my friend got divorced, and the agreement said she had to sell the rings and give him half. He left his wedding band with her when he moved out. She sold them at a garage sale for $1.05.
Wow.
Had the buyer sign the receipt, gave him his 75 cents.
The money really did.
Does that really make you feel better?
That is sticking it to somebody. But we don't know what he did.
I know.
He must have done something really bad if she sold rings for $1.05.
Yeah, that's a mad woman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now I know what you're wondering.
What are you wondering?
What has Miss Raspberry's class been up to in the last few weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, school's coming to an end.
Right.
As we all know, Kelly Raspberry was bound to be a teacher if she was not in radio.
And I think she would have been a darn good one.
Oh, she would have been a great teacher. But since she's not a teacher, we like to test her skills in a bit we like to call the teacher test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Raspberry.
Ms. Raspberry, but you know what? It's the last day of the longest school year of my life, so it doesn't even matter. You can call me Mr. Raspberry for all I care. I just want to get through these next few hours. I'll say goodbye to all your cute little faces for at least the next couple of months.
Yeah.
It's been great and all, but I've had enough. I'm tired.
Oh, Mr. Raspberry? I'm tired, too. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up trying to write the perfect poem to show you that I learned how to rhyme this year. I wanted to try so hard to make you feel proud.
Well, JC, I'm sure I will be very proud of you and your last day of school poem.
Yeah.
Speaking of, who wants to recite his or her poem first?
Oh, Mrs. Raspberry, I do. Because I was such an excellent student this year, my daddy is taking me on a shopping spree in Beverly Hills this afternoon.
Wow.
I need to get my poem out of the way so I can get out of here. Here's a permission slip for my daddy.
Yeah, it's on your father's Golden Boss stationery. Looks very official and expensive. All right, Jenna, you can go first.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a year. Don't know where to begin. I was worth $1 million, and now I'm worth 10. Yes, I have bling. No, I can't sing. I look like a lion, but I still need a king. Fluent in French, won't sit on the bench. Soccer's my game. Don't red card me,
You can't say that. You cannot say that.
This year's been real, but now that it's through, I'm off to L.A. Princess needs some new shoes.
Wow, Jenna, good job.
We can say those
making
words.
It rhyme. Have fun on your jet.
Okay. Au revoir, minions. And to you, Ms. Raspberry.
All right. Who's next?
I want to go, Miss Raspberry. See? I finally remember that it's Miss and not Mrs.
Very good.
Because Mrs. implies that you have found forever love and married that forever love partner. But you don't have that. you go to sleep alone at night. So you are Miss Raspberry. See, I finally got it. Are you so proud?
Just start your poem, JC.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sometimes I watch my chihuahua go poo. This year I learned that bucks doesn't rhyme with Starbucks, but clucks, ducks, shucks, mucks, trucks, they all do rhyme with the word Starbucks. Piggies go oink, and cows go moo. Doggies go woof, and they also go poo, like my chihuahua. I will miss Miss Raspberry and her pasty white skin. But I know in the future we will meet again. On Friday, because she pays me to mow her lawn. El fin, gracias.
Well, JC, that was interesting.
It rhymes.
We'll talk about what rhyming means again for a few minutes after lunch, okay?
I thought it rhymes.
Well, Big Al, I guess that means it's your turn, so take your headphones out of your ears and come recite your poem to the class, please.
You've been so quiet, Al.
About time, brother, get a line in this script. Chill out, Raz. I got this. Hold up. Just let me take my headphones out of my ears. Y'all get ready to be amazed and astonished by my poetic justice. I like to call myself the iced tea of Mrs. Raspberry's big fat white butt class. My flow so sick, damn! Okay, here I go. Yeah. I drive here in my caddy for a day of third grade. All the teachers looking at me, but they just, because they just hate him. I was trying to make it rhyme, but it didn't really rhyme.
You a suck.
K-Rez got a booty like pow, pow, pow. I tell my wife y'all about it. She like, wow, 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 get out. I know my ABCs, and I know my 1, 2, 3s, and I know what's in my heart. K-Raz, will you marry me's?
No. And for what I hope is the last time I ever have to answer that question, I will not marry you, Big Al. Besides, you just said you're already married in your poem. That's not even legal.
Oh, legal schmeagle.
What about that poem had anything to do with what you learned this school year? I swear, if I see your name on my roll sheet again next year, I'm going to have to start praying to the good Lord now for what I'm already thinking. Anyway.
Let me drive you home.
Everyone but Big Al gets an A. Shocking,
yes.
I know.
What?
So just put your heads down on your desk or color something until the lunch bell. Thank goodness 2014 is a year of day drinking.
Yeah.
Let's get ready for school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get ready
for school.
Well done, Big Al. Oh. Well done.
Thank you.
Next year, Al learns to read.
Yeah.
I had that rhyme in my head. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
That was all I could focus on. That's hey.
Hey.
Great. And hey.
Hey.
Din.
Hey. You made it perfect, buddy. That's how you did. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, day drinking 2014. Uh-huh. It's here.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Mm-hmm.